You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Repulsive Woman with Relief, and we have got Millie Lovelock, aka Repulsive Woman, on the line. Morena, Millie, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Hey, it's awesome to be able to chat to you because, of course, we are talking to you because that wonderful album, Relief, was just recognised as Auckland Live Best Independent Debut 2020 at the Tate Awards the other night. How are you feeling?
I'm still in a little bit of shock, to be honest, but really, really good. I'm so happy. I'm so proud and grateful.
It must be quite a lovely thing because, of course, you're not new to making music, but this is a very different project from what we've sort of previously heard you make. Like your Astro Children stuff is a very different sound, and this is quite a singular solo work in many ways. How are you feeling about this being, I guess, the work that's being recognised right now?
I feel really good about it, obviously, because it's such a fantastic thing to happen. It is kind of a strange feeling because I have put so many songs and records out in the past. But I mean, it very much is a debut. It's the first time that I had ever really written songs in the way that I was writing songs for Relief. It was the first time I'd recorded in the way that we recorded that album. So it makes kind of a certain sense for it to be recognized as a debut album, even though technically it isn't.
Last time we spoke to you, Millie, was actually almost about a year ago now, just when this album was coming out and you were in Auckland to play at the Wine Cellar. A lot happens in a year. You're in the UK at the moment. How is that going for you?
It's good. I guess we're locked down right now, which is not that good. But yeah, I'm doing a PhD in Manchester and really enjoying it. It's a fantastic city to be in. But it's odd to think that, yeah, about a year ago, I was just getting ready to put the album out, and now I'm in a completely different country doing something else.
A year is a long time to reflect on a record as well. Do you feel like your relationship with these songs has changed much over the last year?
I think so. I actually listened to the record for the first time in a long time, right after I found out about the award. I'll just revisit and see what I actually did.
Fair enough. And how was that?
It was really interesting, because I think when you're making it, and even though there was quite a long lead up time to releasing the album, because it must have been months after we finished recording and mixing and getting everything done, that isn't long enough, I think, to really separate yourself from the process of making it. And so at that time, you can still hear all of the seams, and you're still listening to it, kind of thinking about what other people are going to hear when they record. And now that it's been much, much longer period of time, because we finished recording in 2018, I think I have enough distance to listen to it and think, oh yeah, actually that's a good album. I'm really proud of that.
That must be a pretty special feeling as well. And to be able to share it with some very good friends of yours who you worked on this record with. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that process, Millie?
I'm so stoked that this album has been recognized in this way for Adelaide. Adelaide Dunn, who produced the record and also played in my live band. It was her first record that she'd made as well, so it's pretty special for her to
a double debut.
Definitely a double debut. And she's such an amazing person and such an incredible producer, such a just gentle and considered and dedicated producer. So I just feel really pleased that she gets to hold on to this and think, yeah, I'm really good at what I do, as she's kind of moving into not only making her own music and producing her own music, but producing other people's albums as well, beyond this one project that we just happen to fall into doing together.
Yeah, that is a lovely thing to be able to go forward with that. And how about for yourself? Has this sort of made you think, yep, I'm ready to make something new at the moment, or are you working on anything right now?
Yeah, I recorded an EP at the start of February, which is still being edited and produced and all of the fun after the studio things that go on. So I had already, I think I was already in the headspace to work on something else. But I do feel a renewed excitement about working on that now. Okay, yes, I feel kind of reassured that I'm doing something right, which is a nice feeling.
Yeah.
I would have made the EP anyway, but it's nice to have a little boost.
Absolutely. Well, we're very pleased to see this record recognised with such a wonderful award. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Millie. We're going to listen to When I Get Good. Hope you have a lovely evening in the UK.
I will. Thank you.
Cheers, Millie. See you later.
Bye.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.